Welcome to the adrenaline pumping world of growth hacking, reverse engineer, or go home, a critical juncture in your journey through profit master money mastery. I'm Sharon, and today we're going to decode the enigma of growth hacking, dispelling fears, and setting the stage for monumental growth. After all, as the legendary Steve Jobs once said, innovation distinguishes between a leader and a follower. Growth hacking might sound like Silicon Valley jargon or a secret society ritual, but it's simply about smart, scalable, and sustainable growth. It's not just a buzzword, it's the bread and butter of successful businesses. And fear not, embracing growth hacking is acknowledging that creativity and data are your best pals on this thrilling ride to the top. So what exactly is growth hacking? Well, growth hacking is a term that straddles the line between marketing ingenuity and product innovation. Coined in the early 2010s by Sean Ellis, a marketer known for his unconventional approaches to sparking rapid growth in startups, it refers to a strategy focused on rapid experimentation across marketing channels and product development to identify the most effective and efficient ways to grow a business. Unlike traditional marketing, which often relies on big budgets and broad strategies, growth hacking is about leveraging creativity, analytical thinking, and social metrics to sell products and gain exposure. It's a mindset that prioritizes growth above all else, using tools like A/B testing, SEO optimization, and content marketing to test hypotheses and scale growth quickly. The origin of growth hacking can be traced back to the need for startups to achieve substantial growth with limited resources. In an era where digital presence could make or break a company, founders needed strategies that were both cost-effective and highly impactful. Enter growth hacking, which emerged as the solution for bootstrap companies aiming to capture the attention of their target market without the hefty price tag of traditional marketing. This approach has since been adopted by companies of all sizes, becoming synonymous with innovative marketing strategies that drive user acquisition, engagement, and retention. Through growth hacking, companies like Dropbox, Airbnb, and Twitter have managed to catapult themselves from modest startups to global giants, showcasing the power and potential of this strategy. Growth hacking has been behind some of the most impressive success stories in the tech industry, turning startups into household names through clever, unconventional marketing strategies and product tweaks. Here are just a few examples that illustrate the power and ingenuity of growth hacking. Dropbox is often hailed as a quintessential example of effective growth hacking. The cloud storage company faced the challenge of attracting users to a service that many people didn't even realize that they needed. Their solution was a simple yet powerful referral program, offering existing users free additional storage space for every new user that they referred. This strategy leveraged the existing user base to drive exponential growth, significantly increasing signups and effectively utilizing word-of-mouth marketing. In its early days, Airbnb was a small platform competing in the massive online rental market. To boost their listings and user base, Airbnb devised a growth hack that allowed users to cross-post their Airbnb listings on Craigslist with a direct link back to the Airbnb page. This not only provided Airbnb listings with exposure to Craigslist's massive audience, but also directed traffic back to Airbnb, significantly boosting their growth. Hotmail, one of the first web-based email services, used a simple but effective growth hacking technique to increase its user base. At the end of every email sent by a Hotmail user, the company added a signature line that read, "P.S. I love you. Get your free email at Hotmail." This tactic turned every email sent into a potential advertisement for the service, leading to millions of signups. Twitter's early growth was hampered by user retention issues, people would sign up but not continue to use the service because they didn't know who to follow. Twitter's solution was to introduce the suggested follows feature, recommending new user accounts to follow based on their interests and the follows of similar users. This simple change made the platform more engaging for new users, significantly boosting retention and activity on the site. LinkedIn's growth hack focused on SEO to attract new users. By allowing users to make their profiles public and searchable by search engines, LinkedIn not only increased its visibility across the web, but it also provided value to users by enhancing their professional online presence. This strategy drew in millions of professionals looking to boost their visibility and connect with others in their industry. Each of these examples showcase how growth hacking strategies focus on creative problem solving and leveraging existing resources to fuel rapid growth. These companies identified unique opportunities within their products and markets, executed their ideas with precision, and continuously optimized their strategies based on data-driven results. Let's take a look now at how to make use of growth hacking in your business. Incorporating growth hacking into your business doesn't have to be an enigma wrapped in a riddle. It's about cleverly leveraging your resources, understanding your audience deeply, and being ready to experiment and adapt swiftly. Let's explore some practical ways you can harness the power of growth hacking to propel your business forward. Consider integrating features that naturally encourage users to share your product or service with others. This could be as simple as a referral program that rewards users for bringing in new customers, or features within your product that users can show off on their social media platforms. Think Dropbox as extra storage for referrals, or how Spotify allows its users to share playlists. Content is king, but in the realm of growth hacking, it's the ace in the deck. You want to create valuable, engaging content that solves problems or addresses the pain points of your target audience. This could take the form of blog posts, how-to guides, videos, or infographics. Use SEO strategies to enhance visibility and drive organic traffic. Remember, it's not just about creating content, but content that converts. Humans naturally look to others when making decisions. Showcase customer testimonials, case studies, and user-generated content to build trust and credibility. Platforms like your website, social media, and email newsletters are great places to highlight these endorsements. It's like telling prospective customers, don't just take our word for it, see what others are saying. You want to design your marketing campaigns with the potential of going viral in mind. This could be through catchy, cheerworthy ads, viral challenges on social media, or interactive online tools that get people talking. The goal is to create something so compelling that your audience can't help but share it, amplifying your reach exponentially. Growth hacking often involves thinking outside the box with your pricing strategy. Test different models such as freemium, pay what you want, or subscription-based to see what resonates with your audience. For instance, the freemium model can attract users to your platform, while premium features or services provide a clear path to monetization. Collaborating with complementary businesses or influencers can open up new channels for growth. Look for partnership opportunities where you can offer value to each other's audiences, whether it's co-hosting a webinar, featuring each other's products, or running joint promotions. These collaborations can significantly extend your reach. Then you want to use automation tools to personalize your interactions with customers at scale. From personalized email marketing campaigns to chatbots on your website, technology can help you deliver a customized experience to each user, fostering loyalty and encouraging repeat business. As you dive into these growth hacking strategies, remember that the key is to maintain a mindset of experimentation and flexibility. Not every tactic is going to be a home run, and that's okay. It's about iterating quickly, learning from your data, and continuously optimizing your approach. with a bit of creativity and a lot of data-driven decision-making, you'll find the perfect recipe for growth that suits your unique business. While growth hacking offers a path to rapid success, it's not without its pitfalls. Navigating this terrain requires a mindful approach to avoid potential drawbacks. Here are some crucial warnings to keep in mind as you venture into growth hacking. First, quality versus quantity. In the rush to scale, never compromise the quality of your product or service. A common mistake is focusing solely on acquiring users or customers without ensuring your offering can sustain increased demand. Prioritize a stellar user experience, otherwise growth can quickly backfire, leading to negative reviews and a tarnished reputation. Next, let's look at short-term gains versus long-term strategy. Growth hacking can produce impressive short-term results, but don't let quick wins distract you from your long-term vision. Some tactics, while effective initially, may not be sustainable or could even damage your brand integrity over time. Always align your growth hacking efforts with your overall business strategy and values. Innovative as they may be, some growth hacking strategies can tread on questionable legal or ethical ground. Always consider the legality and moral implications of your tactics. Avoid practices that could be seen as spammy, invasive, or deceitful. The goal is to build a positive, lasting relationship with your audience, not to trick them into engagement. Let's consider reliance on singular tactics. You don't want to put all your eggs in one growth hacking basket. Markets evolve, and what works today may not work tomorrow. Relying too heavily on a single tactic makes your business vulnerable to changes in consumer behavior or platform policies. You want to diversify your growth strategies to mitigate risks. Then consider data privacy concerns. In an era where data is gold, ensure that your growth hacking tactics respect user privacy and comply with regulations like GDPR or CCPA. Misuse of data not only invites legal repercussions, but can also erode trust in your brand. Be transparent about how you collect and use data and prioritize user consent. You also don't want to ignore core product and service improvements. It's tempting to focus on growth hacking at the expense of refining your core offering. Remember, sustainable growth is built on a solid foundation, product or service that people love and find value in. You want to regularly seek feedback and be willing to iterate on your core offering to meet the evolving needs of your market. And finally, there's burnout risk. The fast-paced nature of growth hacking can be exhilarating, but it can also be exhausting. Be mindful of the potential for burnout among your team. Foster a culture that values creativity and innovation, but also recognizes the importance of rest and sustainable work practices. While growth hacking can be a powerful tool in your arsenal, it does require a balanced approach. Be strategic, ethical, and always focus on delivering value to your customers. By being aware of these warnings, you can navigate the potential pitfalls of growth hacking and steer your business towards long-term success and stability. As we embrace the exhilarating journey of growth hacking, it's crucial to address a pivotal aspect often left in the shadows, the inherent risk of scaling. This oversight isn't due to negligence, but rather the intoxicating allure of rapid growth, which can sometimes blindside even the most seasoned entrepreneurs. The stark reality is that when businesses scale, things can and often do break. Here's what you need to know to navigate these turbulent waters with foresight and resilience. Here's a truth bomb. Scaling your business in theory is like a dream. Who doesn't want more customers, more revenue, more like everything? But here's a catch. Scaling is the business equivalent of upgrading from a bicycle to a Formula One car. Sure, getting new business isn't rocket science, but preventing your metaphorical engine from exploding at high speeds, that's where the real challenge lies. Scaling isn't just about increasing your customer base or multiplying your revenue. It's a comprehensive expansion that stresses every facet of your business. Like a balloon stretching to accommodate more air, there's a limit to how much it can hold before the risk of popping becomes imminent. The infrastructure supporting your operations, from customer service systems to supply chain logistics, can become strained under rapid growth. Without proper preparation, this strain can lead to a breakdown that not only stalls growth, but also damages your brand's reputation and customer trust. The secret sauce to scaling successfully? Reverse engineering. It's about starting with your end goal in mind and carefully planning backwards. Imagine, if you will, your business doubling, 10 timesing, or even 100 timesing overnight. Where would the wheels come off? What systems would buckle under the pressure? This isn't pessimism, it's strategic foresight. Reverse engineering in this context means identifying potential breakage points before they happen. Would your customer service collapse under the weight of increased inquiries? Could your supply chain keep up, or would it crumble faster than a cookie in milk? This proactive approach allows you to reinforce these areas ahead of time, ensuring that when growth comes knocking, you're not just answering the door, but welcoming it with open arms. Here are some common areas to watch. Customer service. This is the front line of your business's reputation. Then there's product or service delivery, your ability to deliver on promises at scale. Then there's operational systems, from inventory management to billing. Everything needs to be tight. And finally, team capacity. Do you have the manpower to handle growth, or will you be drafting in reinforcements at midnight? Congratulations on making it this far into the heart of growth hacking, reverse engineer, or go home. It's been a thrill guiding you through the twists and turns scaling your business with a growth hacker's mindset. Remember, growth hacking isn't just a set of tactics, it's a philosophy that embraces rapid experimentation, agility, and the savvy use of resources to fuel explosive growth. But as we've seen, with great power comes great responsibility. The responsibility to anticipate, plan, and fortify your business against the potential pitfalls that scaling can introduce. As we wrap up this module, I urge you to approach growth hacking with both enthusiasm and caution. Keep your eyes on the prize, but be mindful of the journey there. The goal isn't just to grow fast, but to grow well. Creating a business that's not only successful, but also sustainable and resilient in the face of challenges. Now it's time to put theory into practice with the Growth Hacking Strategy Worksheet. This tool is designed to help you apply the principles of growth hacking to your business, identifying opportunities for innovation, and preparing your operation for the challenges of scaling. Dive into each exercise with an open mind and a hacker spirit, ready to rethink, reinvent, and revolutionize the way that you approach growth.